Some sad news in our world today, the world of public media. One of the most prominent African-American journalists in the country, Gwen Ifill, co-host of the PBS NewsHour and moderator of Washington Week, has died at the age of 61 after a battle with cancer. Ray Suarez worked with Gwen Ifill for 14 years on the NewsHour and joins us now. And Ray, first of all, we're so sorry for your loss. I know the two of you started on the same day.
We started at the NewsHour on October 3rd, 1999, and I could always have somebody to check that with. Yeah, we went back a long way, and there's a large number of people in the journalism community, and particularly here in Washington, where Gwen made much of her career, who are just stunned today.
What made her such a good political journalist? She moderated two vice presidential debates back in 2004 and 2008. She also moderated a primary debate between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton just last year.
She was even-handed, yet tenacious. She was exteriorly cool, if that's a word, but at the same time also very emotionally and passionately committed to the work she did. She was a mix of many things and had also had a wicked sense of humor, which she didn't always get to show in public, but her friends knew it very well.
Yeah, a lot of people who knew her very well are tweeting exactly that, that they'll remember her sense of humor today. I want to listen just to a little bit of her voice today as we remember her. This is from the PBS NewsHour in September.
Charlotte and Tulsa are the latest communities grappling with an ongoing, enormous debate over police shootings, protester violence, and social justice. It's become a long list. New York, Chicago, Minneapolis, Oakland, Baton Rouge, Ferguson. Each incident sparks a renewed and wrenching conversation within communities of color.
Ray Suarez, as we listen to that, we hear what the president of PBS said today, that Gwen Ifill often said her job was to bring light rather than heat to issues of importance to our society.
And she took very seriously the responsibility she had been given sort of by the accident of history, that she was on a very tall public perch, one of the rare black journalists working in such a high exposure position, and with people projecting their own expectations, people of every race and every background projecting their own expectations onto her, what she should say, what she shouldn't say, whether she should show a little leg in public in ideological terms, whether she should be totally opaque about her own beliefs. A lot of people had a lot of advice for Gwen Ifill, all of it unsolicited, and yet she was always steady in the face of all that incoming.
That's Ray Suarez, who worked with Gwen Ifill for 14 years on the PBS NewsHour, remembering Gwen Ifill, who has passed away at the age of 61. Ray Suarez, thanks for joining us.
Good to talk to you, Jeremy.